This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Indeed. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, with Macca and Danny. Slight change of plan. Simon Ruth has broken into the building, and well, the reality is, I think I got the time wrong in the segments, but that's all good. Simon Ruth is the CEO of Thorn Harbour Health, and he's here in the studio with Danny and I. How are you, mate?
I'm good, Macca. How are you? Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's been a big couple of weeks for Thorn Harbour, hasn't it?
It has been a big couple of weeks.
You've got pages of awards.
Annual reports and strategic plans and AGM last weekend and Geared On and Feast On in South Australia right now. So lots going on.
Yeah. So in a lot of ways, you know, Joy's AGM is coming up. This was Thorn Harbour's 40th or 42nd or 40, 40, 40 something.
41st.
41st,
yeah.
Joy's 30th is coming up.
40th.
So awards, recognising the people in the communities that we serve is really, really important, and annual reports and AGMs are the place for that. Mm. So at your AGM, tell us who the award recipients were, because I knew all the names, but I'm interested as to, you know, who got them?
Yeah, so each year we give out roughly eight, somewhere between four and eight awards. It's a mix of life members, president's awards, special service awards, which goes to anybody who's supporting our mission in the community. And then we have the Greg Friday Award, which commemorates Greg and his life. The president's award went to Fliss Marlowe for their career and all the great work they're doing with Rainbow Community Angels and the work with Rainbow
That's
Families.
An incredible campaign.
Incredible campaign, did amazing work in Shepparton this week. I don't know if you've caught what occurred up there. And, you know, Fliss pulls all that together as someone with Sarah, who's someone, a couple who put their lives into this giving to our community, and we just felt it was time to recognise Fliss's work. The life memberships, Lady Primrose Potter, who's got a very long history with our organisation.
She does, doesn't she?
And I don't know if you've been to our AGM, the life members all have to put on a hat and a handbag. It's a tradition that we've had for 40 years, and Primrose came in with her hair very well set, and I was thinking, she's not going to put that hat on, but she did put it on, and the crowd cheered, and so that was a bit of fun. Richard Keane got the other life membership. Richard, who
from
Living Positive Victoria, a long-term member of our organisation and volunteer, and has done a lot for us over the years and is a champion of our organisation. The Greg Friday Award went to a young guy called Daniel Cash, and I don't know if you remember Daniel.
He's
the school captain of Melbourne Uni.
Yes.
Melbourne Grammar.
Melbourne Grammar,
and he wrote that letter that got published in The Age when the Presbyterian Church said they wouldn't allow a gay boy into a leadership role, and he said, well, I am a school captain in a leadership role, and I'm a young gay man, and you wouldn't have me. And he was incredibly impressive. I hadn't met Daniel before. Gave an amazing speech. Everybody is asked to give speeches, so we make the time on a Sunday afternoon to do that. And then the special service awards went to a mix of volunteers and Jade DeBont, the outgoing chair of the task force. And the volunteers were Mike O'Brien. Mike's been with us for about 10 years, volunteers in a whole range of areas. He's also involved in Vic Tennis as and running that. Jill Newton. Jill, again, volunteers in events for us, reception. She's a volunteer barista, does a range of work. She also Jill volunteered for us back in the 80s and 90s in the early care teams.
I remember that.
Back during the very traumatic periods of the organisation. And like a lot of those early volunteers, you know, you worked with someone very closely who died, and a lot of volunteers would do a period and say, I need a break and I'll come back later. And the last one was Peter Farrington, and Peter is a volunteer driver with us. So part of...
He's been doing that for
a long time.
Yeah,
but one of the services we offer to particularly frail people living with HIV and now frail older LGBTI people is a volunteer driver service to get them to medical appointments and you know, Centrelink appointments and those sorts of things to make sure that they can keep their lives running.
And, you know, Simon and Danny, you know, it's so important to recognise these people, because, you know, those of us who are involved in organisations, you know, at an organisational level, I often think, you know, if we didn't have people like you know, your award winners, our award winners, our volunteers and our staff, You know, our organisations would really suffer. We wouldn't be effective. We wouldn't be able to achieve what we do. We certainly wouldn't be able to do the work we do. You know, so recognising these folk is so important. And often, you know, they're doing it because they love our organisation. They love the reason the organisation exists. And they give a lot of time, a lot of labour and a lot of sweat, you know, to support us.
Mm-hmm. We've got 800 volunteers on the books. We've always been a volunteer-run organisation. And volunteering for us isn't just about free labour. It's also a service to the community. So if you're coming out later in life or you're new to Melbourne, coming and volunteering with us is a way to make community rather than, you know, going to bars and trying to struggle through that way. And we don't have the same we had 20 years ago.
Yeah. Simon, it's Trans Awareness Week, as you know. As a trans person, what's Thorn Harbour doing this week and on Monday? What have you been doing in terms of awareness and programs and stuff like that?
Yeah, you'll see a lot of messaging around Trans Awareness Week and Trans Day Remembrance coming up on our social media and turning up in the work we do. We tend to support the trans orgs in the Great. Events they're running. So Transgender Victoria has events on, and the City of Yarra is involved in running a remembrance event on Monday night. Yeah. We also, at our AGM every year, we have the Keith Harbour Address, and this year was the 31st Keith Harbour Address, and Joe Ball gave the Keith Harbour Address this year. That is, if it's not up on our website now, it will be very shortly, and Joe was incredible. It's probably one of the strongest addresses I've ever heard, talking about his journey.
Wonderful.
You know, and his family's acceptance and how the HIV movement has also inspired.
And it was he made a call to arms, really.
Yeah.
As well, you know, that this is the opportunity to actually support the trans community.
Mm.
You know, that, you know, a lot of our community has, you know, supported it in thought, but it's actually time to step up and be a little bit more public about it.
And the attacks that are being made on the trans community are the same attacks that were made on the gay and lesbian community 30 years ago.
Yep.
And we're not, you know, if you look at what's happening in America right now, we're actually not far from going back there. You know, it's not far away. So we do need to stick together and work in solidarity.
Yeah. Can I just say thank you to you, Simon, as well? During COVID, I lived in Brisbane and then moved back. Both my doctors that prescribed me hormones left because of the COVID thing, and I ended up coming to Thorn Harbour, and the experience that I had was mind-blowing. And the reason why is your doctors just listened to me. And, you know, the fear I had as a trans person was I have to go through this whole process again. And I didn't have to with Thorn Harbour Health. So the work that you are doing for trans people is just mind-blowing, because it takes away that angst of us having to go somewhere and build this story where I can come to you and it's, you just do it for us. Oh,
that,
you know,
that's really lovely to hear.
And that's a true thing. And I've spoken to some of your people who work here with Well, and they just literally paved the way through for me. So thank you to you and your staff, because, you know, I've done my affirming care, but, you know, with the rhetoric that's going around and going to see a random doctor that doesn't know me, I have to go through this process again. And this is why Thorn Harbour is so important, because you are supporting our community.
Yeah, we actually have a board member who's trans who once said to me that Equinox was the first clinic where they felt they hadn't had to justify their existence. Yeah. And when I said, where else had you been, they named all the major LGBTI clinics, including one we run.
Right.
And it made me realise, you know, the experiences you walk through the door is where it all starts.
Yes, of course.
And who you meet on reception and who's in the waiting room. And it all plays a role in how terrifying it is to walk into a new practice. And I think every LGBTI person knows whenever you walk into a health professional, you don't know that experience of coming out.
Yeah.
And in your head, when you question, should I come out, shouldn't I come out? And for a lot of trans people, that's not an option to stay in the closet. So I'm so glad. You're the first person I've heard of who's moved to Melbourne during COVID. But,
yeah, you know. I actually had an incident in a hospital where my lung actually collapsed. And the doctor that was treating me was asking, you know, the general questions about, you know, do you take medication and stuff? And, you know, I had to disclose that I was on HRT. And so he clearly could not see my transness, which is great, which is fine. But he posed that question. He's like, why are you on HRT? You're so young. And so I disclosed, and he goes, I'll be back in a minute. And he walked out, and the emergency room, you can hear who is, and I could hear him say, I'm not going to deal with that. I'm like, what? I don't have a lung here. Like, we're not here to deal with my gender dysphoria. We're here to deal with the fact that, you know. So there is still medical professional people that are out there that don't understand who we are as people. Wow. You know, and I was with a friend, and he said, did you hear that? And I'm like, yeah, I did hear it. And then a new doctor came in, and she was lovely, and she clearly knew I'd heard it. And I was like, wow, you know, like, for you to actually just say it and for someone to hear it, do you know what I mean? You can have that opinion, do whatever, but you're a doctor. No. Like,
I used to run community engagement around emergency departments. They're terrible places. Mm. Always make complaints when that sort of thing happens.
Really?
The hospital needs to hear it, and they will act on that if they're aware that that's happened.
Okay.
I also heard of another story of another former board member of ours who ended up in hospital with, a broken collarbone or something like that. And then suddenly the doctor brings in a group of students and says, oh, we know you're trans. Do you mind if we examine you? Because the students never get the chance to see this. And he said he knew that it was for the right reason, but he said no power, sitting in a bed, can't move, and there's a group of people wanting him to pull his pants down so that they can see what a trans man looks like.
Wow.
And appalling, absolutely appalling that he was put in that position. Mm. Hospitals have a very long way to go.
I don't know quite what to say to that.
Mm.
The Public Health Awards were on this week, though. And we saw some really fantastic examples of work being done by hospitals. The Royal Children's Royal Melbourne Royal Women now allow people to self-identify with their own pronouns. You can go onto their website. You can change your gender.
Wow.
They ask everyone who comes in. So that's amazing work. Mercy Hospital, which is a Catholic hospital, is providing services to trans people who have chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have operations overseas that don't go so well, they will do corrective work, which is very hard to get in Australia. A lot of doctors won't touch it for insurance reasons. So Mercy is now playing that role.
Okay.
And there was a great little service that each run in the Arrow Valley, which was a youth program, which won the award. But there's some great work happening, but there's a long way to go for a lot of them.
Really quickly, Simon, at the Melbourne Awards this week, in the LGBTQIA category, which, disclaimer, I was a judge, the winner was Melbourne Sexual Health Clinic for some of the really incredible work they've always done, but, you know, a lot of the research work that they're doing and, you know, I know, you know, Thorn Harbour and Melbourne Sexual Health Clinic, you know, it's a similar sector, but it was great to see them recognised. Again, you know, for the work that they, you know, that they do, and they've been doing it for a long time, but yeah, it's almost like it's some good awards happening. There's some good stuff happening.
Yeah, there's some good stuff happening. We won an award too. We won the Antenna Award for Best Program for Ben Spoon.
Yep.
And you know, Miss Catalina works here now.
Oh, really?
She does.
I didn't know that.
Shout out to Miss Catalina.
Now, John, I've got a message here from Hide and Seek. Hospitals don't always act on these complaints, unfortunately. I know from experience, my partner was assaulted in hospital by a staff member for being trans.
Wow. Okay, well, we are more than happy to advocate, and I've worked in hospitals myself. I'm more than happy to make those phone calls for people and support them to do that.
And that message, I won't say the name of the person it's from, speak to me about that next week and I'll hook you up with Simon, because Simon would love to get his hands around that issue.
Mm. Yeah, well, we can't make change without these issues.
We need
to present hospitals with real things that happen and show them the need to change.
Cool. Guess what? We're out of time.
How'd that happen?
Oh, I don't know. Well, our next guest is actually on the tram and is almost here. So there you go.
World AIDS Day event, 1st of December.
Yes.
I think it's a Friday night. So come along to the Positive Living Centre. Jed Carney is speaking at the event on that night.
Ah, great.
Mm.
Excellent. It's also our
birthday,
and I've got someone co-hosting with me on that Saturday. I think her name's Janet Jukes.
Okay,
yeah,
our president.
To celebrate all sorts of things. Thanks again, Simon, for coming in. It's always lovely to see you, and thanks for your work and those awards. Well done. to see all those, you know, all those bits of recognition for people that really add so much value and justice to our community.
Mm.
Thank you.
There's a lot of people working very hard out there, and
yeah,
we need to
must always remember that.
Yeah.
You are on SatMag with Macca and Danny. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.